This is Ruben.
Hey, Ruben, you got a second? It's Grant.
Hey, what's up?
I got off the phone with Roy over M Theory.
Okay.
And the underwriter there is trying to persist saying that Rapid Advance is tied to M Theory. Now, I went back and I said, look, OnDeck funded there at M Theory separately. So how could Rapid Advance be tied to that if OnDeck could so easily fund there? And the Roy's like, look, okay, it's not necessarily, you know, gone here. The issue. He's hoping to be able to collect is a separate tax return for M Theory to show it's a separate entity, as well as...
I don't think you understand the deal, or he does. This is a whole waste of time. It's a subsidiary. I said it's a wholly owned subsidiary. I've said this multiple times. You have all these LLCs. Now, I can see... I doubt they own... They have different tax returns because they all flow through. Each business... So put it this way. You have... 500, you own 5 Burger Kings. They all funnel through to the same corporation. Each one has its own LLC, but they're filing one large joint tax return, at least from what I understand.
Mm-hmm.
You're saying, look, OnDeck doesn't stack. And you're saying, well, OnDeck doesn't stack, and so they consider that another business. The problem is that this underwriter is saying, this guy is stacking, this is why I'm limiting it. There's not tons of,
The reason why he's saying it is because the underwriter from MCC says that he called his own contact at Rapid, and Rapid's like, yeah, they're all tied together, and he's just going to take his word for it.
Why is he calling Rapid?
I don't know why the fuck he's calling Rapid. That's why I'm frustrated.
Why didn't you deal with Rory? Why would we alert that to them?
That's what I'm saying. There's this guy, David Zillow. And Rory's just pretty much handing it off to him, saying he's the underwriter and he knows all the answers. He's like, well, my contact at Rapid saying that Singularity flows through to M Theory, so we need to get a payoff. And I'm like, eh.
Well, but he knew about these balances. Then don't you go back to him and say, if you knew about the balances, why did you approve this in the first place?
Yeah, I can, but I don't want to, like, start shaming him. I just want to get this turned around.
Okay. So here's what needs to happen. It's obviously they have all these different bank accounts. This guy is trending towards, and I sent you all the P&L and balance sheets. You have those, right? All the financials initially?
Yes.
Okay, so this business calm down. This customer is trending towards $12 million a year. They did not view OnDeck as a stack, okay? OnDeck is actually their customer, and they gave an OnDeck offer them a loan based on this bank account, because that's the business they're underwriting, okay? Now, different people can view this different ways. One underwriter can say, hey, look, this is all the same business, so it has to be one giant loan. Other people say, no, each LLC is different. Each LLC is a different venture.
It's just like, well, I agree with you, and I didn't say that OnDeck was a stack. I'm saying that they treated it as a separate entity. And so we're on the same page there, and so should they be. What I don't understand is why they're going off of Rapid's policy and not their own.
That's a good question. Did you ask them?
Rory didn't really, I mean, he didn't really give me an explanation, no. I was like, look, like, doesn't MCC have their own policy on separate entities?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say, because... I wouldn't say getting there. I said, hey, Rory, look, we submitted this file with all the balances in front. If we knew all the balances in front, we're not trying to hide anything, man. We told everyone the truth. We said, here are all the balances. Here's all the ventures. Here's everything. Here's all the balances. And now we're getting this approval that says it doesn't even work. So we don't want to waste each other's time. Now, if we look at the tax return, which I've already sent already, there's one giant tax return. So I think you need to get people on the phone and kind of verify this. Yeah, so everything goes as Singularity Ventures and subsidiaries. So M Theory Consulting Group has, let's see. So did you send them the tax return? Have they looked at the tax return?
Yeah, I sent them the tax return. I do it every time.
Have they looked at it? Because I think we're going back and forth on questions we already know the answers to. The answer is that everything flows through. They have subsidiary corporations, with each with their EIN number, but there's one tax return because they file as Singularity Ventures, Inc. and subsidiaries. That's it.
Okay, is there any chance the only other thing that Rory mentioned is if perhaps we could grab that Rapid contract, or should I try and go for this first?
What's the plan? I don't understand.
Well, originally Rory's like, look, if you want to try and turn David Zillow's, mind around.
Well, this should be a mind. Why did he approve? Either you're not conveying balances to him, or he doesn't know, or he didn't know the balances, because he approved this based on balances of 300. Look, he approved this on balances. The balances are 300 grand. Why would you do a 300 grand approval to get a 300 grand approval? 300 grand balance to get 300 grand approval. I think the only way to look at this is this. I would call them and say, hey, look, you don't want to shit on MCC. That's not a good idea. Obviously, this guy has his own way of looking at it, but you got a business that's trending towards $12 million a year, and yeah, OnDeck gave them a loan a few months ago, and obviously, the $300,000 isn't sellable, and we've told the customer, look, don't stack. It's not a good idea. Get one loan. Here's what I would do. Due to all this confusion, I'd go out and say, hey, look, the 300K loan, I don't know where the confusion is, but the balances are 300K right now. You got 150 or 145 to 150 at OnDeck, and eventually the customer will just, it is what it is. We got 140 or 150 at OnDeck. You bet I got 40K at Everest, give or take. And your other, what's your other balance? Is it like 200? What?
It's like 200K.
Yeah, so right now, right? That really doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense to offer this customer an approval of whether they're tying it in. And from the customer's perspective, he has a different business, so he doesn't view, nor does OnDeck view, the Singularity Ventures as a stack. So, but probably what I would do is this. If they can make the whole issue is this. It either lives or dies. So you got to talk to this guy and say, look, my thought is this. If MCC is interested, let's do a 500K approval. Let's tell the customer, let's tell the customer that, but we've got to, can we make an exception? Can they pay off Everest? Or does MCC go above 500K or no?
No.
Yeah, so I think the problem is this other balance he has is based on another account. So I think that's a dead end. I think you just got to talk to them and say, hey, look, I can try to get the Rapid contract. Yeah, I can ask for that. Because they're saying it's all tied into this business, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we got issues, I guess, but hopefully we can sort through them. But do you see how these issues kind of are doing? Remember we talked about doing all this double work and back and forth.
And yeah. So, I don't know. I know this David Zillow guy clearly isn't like.
I mean, I would talk to my broker rep, and I'd be polite, and I'd say, "Hey, Rory, off the record." I told David all this information up front. Not only it's in an email, it says here are all the balances. Can just out of this is a fresh it's not a it is what it is, but just say, hey, look, from our side, we didn't try to hide anything. We told clearly, like, here's the balance, here's the balance, here's the balance. So the last thing that Bank of Clark wants to know is being known as someone that's trying to hide information.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'll see if I can. Yeah.
Why don't I see if I can get the Rapid contract and see what it is? Because they're claiming it's all tied in, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah.